Hey, welcome to the Keep Moving Forward podcast with Tom O'Leary. So grateful that you're tuning in. Hey, thanks for the feedback, ideas for future podcasts. Thank you so much that you're passing the podcast on to other people in your network, in your Bible study, friends, family, coworkers, people that you think might benefit from the Keep Moving Forward podcast, because it's all about living a life of perseverance. That's what this podcast is about, diving into God's Word, pulling out just gold nuggets, you know, things that are going to help us, because when the obstacles of life hit us, we got to have God's Word and His Spirit moving in us to get us up and over those challenges. You know, when we have setbacks, and I've have setbacks, and you have setbacks, we all have setbacks, and we got to get up and be resilient and just go for it once again. And so, yeah, that's what it's all about. So thanks for passing the messages on to other people. You can always send them to the website, tomoleary.org, TOMOLEARY.org. Stand up, fight, fight, fight. And so that's tomoleary.org. Or you can get the podcast on your podcast app on your phone under Keep Moving Forward with Tom O'Leary. So also, if you are donating, thank you, thank you, thank you. If you're able to give a small donation, you can do that on the website. There's a donate button. And just ahead of time, from the bottom of my heart, I am so grateful. Well, today we're going to talk about something that we all are challenged with. And the title is Don't Be Anxious. It's just so easy to get fearful. It's so easy to worry about things in our life, worry about loved ones when perhaps they're going through a hard time or making poor choices or whatever it is that they're facing, and our heart goes out to them. We start to worry about them or worry for them, of just being anxious on the inside. And what we have to understand is, yeah, we get fearful. God never gets fearful. We worry. God never worries. We get anxious. God never, ever, ever gets anxious. It's not like God looks down on the world and all the crazy things that are going on in our world today, and that God is dismayed and he says, "Oh, myself." Instead of, "Oh my God," he'd say, "Oh myself." And no, nothing surprises God, nothing. So we need to figure out how to not be anxious. Don't be anxious. That's today's podcast. And really, those words are found in Philippians 4:6 that opens up that passage with those exact words. Do not be anxious. And so, you know, the question is, how do you do that? I mean, have you figured out that anxiety doesn't help you in any way? Anxiety, being anxious thoughts, it just doesn't help you. And man, these days, it seems like so many people are plagued with anxiety. Are plagued with being anxious. I mean, it's like anxiety is the plague right now. And there are crazy things in the world, but we got to figure out then, if God's word says, do not be anxious, then how do you do that? And so what I would say is that I want to give you 5 takeaways from God's word and really try to answer, how do we do that? How do we do that? So let's give it a shot. Okay. Philippians 4, verse 6 has that do not be anxious. But let me read you the whole passage in context with verse 7. So here we go. Philippians 4, verse 6 and 7. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, By prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Man, that passage, Philippians 4, verse 6 and 7, is loaded. I'm telling you what. So it first says, you know, it's talking about anxiety. You know, don't be anxious. And it says about anything. Well, that kind of covers it, right? spiritually, emotionally, physically, financially, relationally, to not be anxious. The things that are going on in the world, the things that are going on in our country, the things that are going in our state, the things that are going in our backyard. And, you know, there you go. There's this high calling to not be anxious about anything. And I'm going to give you the takeaway here in just a second, but I want to work through this passage. But it says, then, but in everything, so kind of the flip of it, you know, anything, everything, everything, by prayer and supplication, you know, supplication, bringing your requests before God. And but here's the key, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And so it says that there's this prayer with thanksgiving. And that's our number one takeaway. Our number one takeaway is thanksgiving, as in do thanksgiving, you know, every day, not once a year. Do thanksgiving every day, an attitude of gratitude, being grateful before God. I have a close friend and mentor who, when he goes to bed at night, he starts to name to God all the things that he was grateful for that day. So he starts, you know, from the early morning of what happened, and he just starts going through his day, thanking God, thanking God, thanking God, being grateful, being grateful, being thankful, giving thanksgiving. And by the time he gets toward the end of the day, he's asleep. That could be a great sleep aid, is just thanking God as you're going to bed, as you're closing your eyes. But, you know, there's a payoff when we pray with thanksgiving. The payoff is the peace of God. That is the fruit of it. That's the fruit that comes back. The seed planting is praying with thanksgiving. The fruit is the peace of God. And what the peace of God does, as Scripture says in Philippians 4, 7, it transcends all understanding. Okay, let me unpack that. Transcends, goes up and above understanding, meaning what you can't figure out. So you have something going on in your life. You're not sure why it's happening. You probably don't like it. It's frustrating. But the peace of God can take you up and above what you can't figure out. And, you know, there'll be a day that you'll understand all things. Scripture says, you know, now we see in part, but then we'll see fully. And so the idea that one day when you die and go to heaven, that you're going to understand. You're going to understand what happened in your life, and God's mercy and grace is going to cover it all. But what we have to understand is that if we pray with thanksgiving, we get the peace of God, and that takes us up and above what we can't figure out, takes us up and above, transcends, surpasses all understanding. And then there's one other blessing in it, found in Philippians 4, 7, is that it'll guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. So, you know, I think of the Israelites and Moses and the parting of the Red Sea. Now, if you could imagine, picture with me, you've got the Israelites, the Egyptian army is racing them down, running them down to slaughter them and kill them. They've got the Red Sea in front of them. They've got a mountain on the left and a mountain on the right. So they are caught. They are in a back alley and there's nowhere to go. And so all of a sudden, you know, Moses lifts the hands. God does this miracle and parts the Red Sea. But now here's the faith part. You got to walk through it. And so they're walking through the Red Sea and they've got a wall of water on one side and a wall of water on the other side. I kind of think of, if you've ever been to the Monterey Bay Aquarium, so awesome. And, you know, you're in this place where there's, you know, 2 feet, 3 feet of glass and there's all these like sharks going by. And so I imagine they're going by and maybe they saw sea life. I don't know. But as they're going through with these walls of water on each side, I got to believe they're like, thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Thank you. Thank you. You know, as they're trying to skirt through the Red Sea, you know, and so you thank God when you're going through it. That's what you do. And it gets you to the other side, and it got them to the other side. So number one takeaway is thanksgiving. Do thanksgiving. Okay, let's go to number two. 1 Peter 5, verse 6 and 7 says, humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time he may exalt you, casting all your anxieties on him, because he cares for you. What a beautiful passage. So our number two takeaway is humility. Do humility. That's number two. Because the scripture here in 1 Peter 5, 6 says, humble yourselves. Humble yourselves. And it says, under the mighty hand of God. And I started to think of, what does that look like? Like, imagine God's great hand. I mean, you know, honestly, the biggest hands ever, right? He holds the whole world in his hands. And so you got this hand. And what does that say? I believe that says protection. When you're under God's hand, you have protection. In scripture, when holding up your hand and God, you know, blessing is favor. So the idea of the hand raised and blessing is that there's God's favor. So you've got protection, you've got favor. And then I thought, you know, when someone is raising their hand or God's raising his hand, it's guidance, it's direction. So you get protection, you get favor, you get guidance. When do you get that? When you humble yourself under God's mighty hand. You're going there. And you know, a great word for humility and being humble is agreeing with God. That's a great simple definition. I'm going to be in agreement with God. What God says, I agree. What God's word says, I'm totally on board. And I receive it and I'm going to walk it out. I'm not just going to listen to it, but I'm going to do it. That's what scripture calls us to. And so it's interesting that it says at the proper time. And so that means that God has perfect timing. And I'm telling you, it goes on to say, casting all your anxieties. So here we are in today's podcast talking about don't be anxious. And it's saying, cast all your anxieties. So in that place, you humbled yourself under his hand. There's a proper time that he may exalt you, get you out of the situation, and then casting all your anxieties on him. And you know why? Because God cares for you. That's the final part of 1 Peter 5, 7. Because he cares for you. Receive that today. God cares for you. And, you know, when we're going through something and it says proper time, meaning that God has perfect timing, you know, never too late, never too early, right on time. And that can be challenging when you're waiting for something. When Sherry and I were building a church on 63 acres, it took 10 years from start to finish. Like, we spent a whole decade of our life trying to see this through. And so there were times where you started to lose faith. There were times where people would come up to me and say, this is never going to happen. It'll never happen. And so we just have to trust God's proper time. And that comes back to our number two takeaway, humility. You just humble yourself and go, well, it's in God's hands. I'm just going to keep trusting. I'm going to keep being full of faith. I'm going to keep doing my part. I'm going to keep working hard. All those things. I'm going to keep praying hard. And that's humility. That's going, okay, I'm doing it God's way. Okay, Number one, do thanksgiving. Number two, do humility. Number three is found in Psalm 55:22. So we're going to jump into the Old Testament. And Psalm 55:22 says, cast your burden on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never permit the righteous to be moved. So what this is saying is to cast, and the word I'm going to use is release. Release. All the things pent up in you. Anxiety for sure. Could be fear, could be worry, could be anger, could be frustration, could be any negative thought or feeling. And so the action point is to release all those things to God. You hand them over. You give them over. And that whole idea of just letting go, let go and let God, as the phrase says, you know, and so this idea of releasing, and then the scripture says God will sustain you. So sustain here in the scripture of Psalm 55:22, it means to uphold you. It means to affirm you. It means to confirm you. It means to strengthen you. It's the whole idea of bearing the weight. So meaning that God's going to take the weight. God, as you release the anxiety, God is going to take the weight. So we got to be able to let go. There's this old story about this jungle tribe that would catch monkeys. And the way that they would do it is they would take a coconut and they drill a hole in the coconut, cut a hole in the coconut, and it was just big enough for a monkey to put their hand through. But when they made a fist, it was just small enough that they couldn't get it out. So they would stake these coconuts with the hole in it, and then they put a little piece of banana inside the coconut. And so the monkey would reach his hand in, grab the banana, and have a clenched fist with the banana and try to pull out, but couldn't. And so all the monkey had to do was let go of the banana, set down the banana, and slowly walk away. And yet the monkey wouldn't do it. He wanted to hang on. And that kept him as a prisoner. So think about that illustration. You and I are holding things and we gotta let go. We gotta go open hand. We gotta release it to God. And that's the number three takeaway, is release. Okay, number four takeaway. We're gonna go to the words of Jesus, Matthew 6, verse 34. Therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. For each day has enough trouble of its own. So number four, our takeaway is going to be focus. Let me explain that. Do focus. Jesus said, don't be anxious about tomorrow. So really what he's saying is, you got to focus on each day. What does each day have before you? Because we can get so filled with anxiety thinking about the future. How will it work? How will I pay for it? How is it going to go down? Will I get the promotion? Will I overcome this situation? You know, all those things. And we start thinking about and stressing about the future. And Jesus says, don't be anxious about the future. Don't be anxious about tomorrow. You know, let tomorrow handle itself. And you know, Jesus said, each day you got some trouble you're going to have to face. So focus on today. I really believe that that's what Jesus was talking about. You know, currently, I'm a part of this really big building project for a Christian school. It's super exciting. But what we're challenged with is the rising cost of construction. And it would be so easy to look down the road, get discouraged, get stressed, be filled with anxiety, and be anxious about it, because what does the future hold? Well, you know what? We just got to focus on today. What tasks can we do today and be confident in that, be courageous in that, be competent in that, and just hit each one each day. And you know what? Each day builds on each day. That's what creates your future, but you got to handle it one day at a time. So the number four takeaway is do focus. Focus. Do focus. Okay, we hit the last one, number five, Proverbs 3, 5 and 6. I love this verse. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him and He will make your paths straight. So, first of all, we've got to trust. And that's our number five takeaway. Trust. Do trust. Trust, trust, trust. And it says, with all your heart. Okay, so not a sliver, not a piece, not a, a piece of pie shape, not half, not three quarter, not 90%. You got to go all the way in, 100%. I am going to trust God with all my heart. And again, it says, and don't lean on your own understanding. That kind of comes back to that whole idea that His peace transcends understanding. And so we got to not try to lean on and, oh, I got to figure this out or that out, or, you know, I just going to lean into what I think is right. You know, you got to trust Him. You got to trust Him. And it says, in all your ways, acknowledge Him. So you're pointing to Him. You're giving Him the glory. And He'll make your paths straight, meaning He's going to get you where you need to be. He's going to make your path straight, not crooked, not all over the place. When you trust Him, it's going to be a straight path and get you where you need to be. And so it's the whole idea of trust. And, you know, a funny story, when one of my older brothers was in eighth grade, decades and decades and decades ago, and they were doing the trust fall game. The teacher was having them do that trust fall where you have one person behind you and your back is to them, and then you just have to fall and they catch you. And so my brother had his partner and he was just ready to fall. And right at that moment, someone said something to the guy that was supposed to catch him, and he turned and said, "What?" My brother went all the way down to the ground. It was a total fail of trust. Maybe he has trust issues today. I don't know. But here's the thing. Human beings can disappoint us, for sure, for sure, for sure. But God never does. Human beings get distracted and miss the catch. God never does. God never gets distracted and He never misses the catch. And so that's why we have to trust, trust, trust with all our heart, not just a portion. We got to go all the way in. And so do trust. That's number five takeaway. Okay, let me recap. Here we are. Don't be anxious. Don't be anxious. And so we ask the question, how do you do that? Number one, do Thanksgiving. Do Thanksgiving. Do it all the time. Thank God, thank God, thank God. Number two, do humility. Put on humility, walk in humility, talk in humility. Do humility. That's going to release the anxiety. Number three, well, there you go. Release. Do release. Cast it. Let it go. Give it over. Hand it over. Don't be a monkey holding onto a banana. Let it go and slowly walk away. And as you release it to the Lord, and, you know, make that your prayer. God, I'm giving you this. God, I'm handing this over. You can say it just like that. Fill in the blank. Lord, I'm handing you this. Fill in the blank. And you're going to experience His peace, and He's going to hold you up, sustain you. It's going to release the anxiety. Number four, focus. Do focus. Focus. Don't worry about tomorrow. Handle today, what's before you today. All you can do is do your best, and then trust God. That's what we do. And that leads us to our fifth takeaway, trust. Do trust. Trust God with all your heart. Thanksgiving, humility, release, focus, and trust. And my friend, your anxiety level, if you do these five things, is going to go way, 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 way down. Don't be anxious. So let me pray for you today. Father in heaven, thank you for each person that's listening. God, I pray that you encourage them. I pray that you fill them up. I pray that you'd empower them to do these things, to have thanksgiving in their heart, to be humble and step into that humility, to release these anxieties to you, to focus just what they could do today and be joyful in that, be confident in that, and to trust you with all their heart. Give them the power to do that. Be the lifter of their head. Give them great hope. And bless them today. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, I'm so excited for you. I really want to encourage you to take these scriptures, take these takeaways, and just start doing it. You know, paint by the numbers. Just start doing these five things, and your anxiety level is going to go down. I know it. It's according to God's word. And so I just want to encourage you. Hey, pass these podcasts on. If you know someone who's really struggling with anxiety, give them the podcast. They might not be a believer. That's okay. They might really appreciate the truth of it because it's founded in God's word. So it's true. So just pass it on. You can send them to the website, tomoleary.org, or the podcast app on your phone. Keep moving forward with Tom O'Leary. If you're able to donate today, that would be a tremendous blessing. If you're consistently donating, again, thank you, thank you, thank you. Again, you can go to the website and hit the donate button. No gift is too small. Someone donated $5 the other day, and I was so grateful. I'm like, wow, 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 wow. I'm just so grateful. So whatever you can do is a massive blessing, and I'm grateful. So hey, never forget, never, ever, 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 God loves you. He loves you. He loves you, and I'm for you. God bless.